Looking at the study of the Bible, we're looking at methods of study. We're just mentioning some different methods, not going into any great detail concerning these methods. It's just to give you an idea. We've looked at, there of course is the topical method. We've looked at some of the disadvantages of that and some of the advantages as well. There's the character study, there's a book study, a word study we looked at last week, and then there's just verse by verse. Again, in each of these we emphasize that we're not to limit ourselves to one type of study, but if we do these correctly, they will branch out into the other studies. Verse by verse is my favorite. I feel it's the best way to study the Word of God, because if you do verse by verse correctly, you will do topical, you will do character, you will do book. It's just almost impossible not to branch off into these other areas. But like a word study, many think they have done a verse-by-verse study when they really haven't. In a word study, someone will look up a word in a concordance, find out all the places that it exists or appears, and they'll say, I did a word study. Well, no, you didn't. You looked up in a concordance where the word appears. And likewise with a verse-by-verse study, to me, unless you look at every word in a verse, you haven't really done an in-depth verse-by-verse study. So this, of course, is the verse-by-verse is the study of a passage or a verse. We do so in an investigative way. We move from a general overview of scriptures to specifics. And verse by verse, you're looking at the specifics of a verse. The purpose, of course, like in all Bible study, is to discover what it says. Discovering what it says, we're now able to discover what it means. So again, we'll look at a verse by verse study. Again, this is more of just a summary. A lot of this we will go over in great detail at another time. But the first thing we want to do, of course, is, as in a word study, as in all Bible study, we have to observe context. Never study the Bible outside of its context. Have to observe context. You have to be aware of the context of a verse. Therefore, you have to be aware of the context of the book. You have to be aware of the intent and the purpose of the writer of the book. And the verse is to be read in its context. It is to be viewed in its context. That means you're going to want to read the verses before, you want to read the verses after. So again, you have to consider the verse in its contextual setting. To me, the most important part of a verse-by-verse study is how you read the verse. Read the verse, as far as that goes, scripture, but read the verse in various ways. There's various ways of reading a verse of Scripture. And I believe we need to use all of these ways if we're really going to study a verse. Again, the goal is to discover what it says. Because if we discover what it says, will know what it means. So discovering what it says is a prerequisite to discovering what it means. You cannot possibly know what it means if you don't know what it says. So we have to know what it says. And the only way you can know what it says is to observe the words. It's the only way. So accuracy is critical, and it is the key, and the key is not to miss or read over any word. If you're going to do a verse-by-verse study, the key is not to miss or read over any word. So there's several ways we can read a verse. You can, and I believe we ought to use all of these. First thing we need to do is read the verse straight through. Read it through several times. Each time you read it through, just make some, again, you read something through, you make observations. You can't help but do that. So you want to read a verse through several times, making observations. However, if that's all you do is read a verse straight through, I almost guarantee you, in most verses, you will miss words. If that's all you do is read it through, you will miss some words. Now, if you miss some words, that can be very detrimental in discovering what a passage says or what it means. The key is not to miss any words. So we want to read it straight through. We want to do so several times. But again, doing that, you're probably going to read over some words. I mean, that's just our tendency when we read. We kind of read over certain words. And we rob ourselves when we read the Bible in that way. So how can we read it in a way that would cause us to see each word? Each word. What I do, if I'm going to just look at a verse, one verse, is I get a piece of notebook paper, an index card, something that you can make a list. I make a vertical list of every word. Put one word on each line. Whatever verse you're looking at. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. I believe there's 19 words in that verse. So make a vertical list of those 19 words. You won't miss words that way. And then read it, word by word by word. But the purpose of making a vertical list is now we can see. I mean, you can do it, and you can make a list in your mind, but it doesn't work as well if you put it down on a piece of paper. And in doing that, you now see every single word in that verse. And, of course, when you look at each word individually, you can do a word study, but again, you're accurate. Because you've listed every single word. When you do that, study each word. Every word has a function. Every word has a job to do in a sentence or in a paragraph. We need to view a word in that way. A word has a function. A word has a job to do. So again, in reading, you would think it would go without saying, but words are very important. So important that we need to notice each one. And I guarantee you, if you make a vertical list of all the words in a verse, you will say, well, I never saw that before. Because there are things you won't see just reading it through. So you make a vertical list of every word. Well, words, of course, are meant to be put together. We've got this list But we can't just leave it that way. We have to put the words together. And that's, of course, how it appears in our Bibles. Which brings us to reading a verse by phrases or clauses or however you want to divide it. But instead of just reading it straight through, put your words together and divide the verse. Again, Ephesians 2, verse 8. We could divide this four ways. You could read it, for by grace, and just stop there for a while. For by grace, are you saved? Again, you're dividing, for by grace, are you saved through faith? So we've read it in two separate parts. For by grace, number one. Number two, are you saved through faith? And then, and not of yourselves. And not of yourselves. Why, if people would read a verse that way. One line, for by grace. Line number two, are you saved through faith? Line number three, and not of yourselves. Line number four, it, referring back to faith, is the gift of God. You can go down in verse 9, not of works. That's one line. Second line, lest any man should boast. So we need to read a verse through, just making general observations, just as we would read anything else, just read it through. Do that several times. But if you really want to see every single word, make a list. Make a list of every word. It's great to do that when talking to somebody, trying to show them what the Bible says. Have them, or you do it for them. List the words, each word on a line. Now, well, let's go through each word. Let's go through each and every word. And you tell me what it means. And when it's right there in front, black and white, it's pretty hard to deny. So we need to learn how to read the Word of God, observing every single word. In observing every word, there's certain words that kind of stand out that explain what's being said. And we need to observe these words. We need to look for these words. We need to observe words that indicate a reason or explanation. Those would be such words as because. You see the word because, there's a reason that's going to be stated. That's important. There's an explanation, perhaps, that is going to follow. So we need to look for words that indicate reason or explanation. Because, the word for, F-O-R, those are words that, the word for is a word if you just read straight through, you're gonna read over that word. But the word for states a reason or an explanation. So it's a very important word, has a job to do. Its job is to explain. Again, people say, well, I don't understand the Scriptures, and you don't even look for words that explain them. We need to learn to look for words that give explanation, that little word for. The word wherefore, again, would be another word that a reason follows or an explanation follows. We need to also observe words that indicate time and order of events. These words are very common. Such words as after. Such words as before. Henceforth. Hitherto. Now. Then. until, when, while. Those are all words that indicate time and order. Time and order of events. This is very helpful. If you were to do a study, and you're going to do a verse-by-verse study, you're going to look at each verse on the doctrine of salvation. Why, if you miss words that indicate time and order, you're probably not going to be very theologically sound on the doctrine of salvation. Time and order is very important. Very important. And we need to observe these words. We need to observe words that indicate result. Again, we're going to get into all of this later, but we need to observe words that indicate result. Again, the word then. It's a word that can state time, but it's also a word that can state a result. I did this, then such and such happened. So look for words that indicate a result. Thus would be another word in the Bible that would indicate a result. The word therefore, very common word throughout the Word of God. And it's a word that we ought to train our eyes to see. It's a word that ought to just sort of jump off the page everywhere it occurs. We need to train ourselves to see that word. It's a word that indicates result. It's a word that indicates reason. Therefore, look for words that indicate purpose. The word for again, F-O-R. The word that, or in order, indicates purpose. Words that indicate contrast. The word but. The word however. Two words, much more, indicates a contrast. If you have something that's much more, it's contrasted with something. Nevertheless, yet, these are words that indicate contrast. Words that indicate comparison, such as, like, likewise. A lot of people wouldn't get themselves in the mess they get themselves in the book of Revelation if they would notice comparisons. As, like, likewise. Again, we believe in a literal interpretation. But we realize that there are comparisons made. The meaning is literal. We also observe words that indicate, and this is very important when it comes to the work of God, the work of man. Words that indicate means or agency, how something is done. The word by, B-Y. That's a word people, if you're just reading through, you're going to pass over most of the time. But it's a very important word. Has a very important job to do, has a very important function to perform. It describes a means or an agency of how something is done. The word through is another word that describes the means or agency of how something is done. The word whereby is another. Also observe words that indicate addition to whatever's been said before or connection. The word also. The word also, though there's something that went before that we need to understand. Also, the word and. Again, a word that people just read over. You may notice it, but it's a word that people read over. And one of the most important words that there is that word and. It can indicate an addition. But it's always a connecting word, conjunction. It's a connecting word. The word furthermore, more further. So again, a word of addition. Of words that observe conditions, such as the word if. If you do this, I will do this. It's a condition. Have to observe pronouns. And in observing pronouns, we need to always identify the noun that the pronoun refers back to. How else can we know what the pronoun, who the pronoun is talking about or what it's talking about? Have to recognize whether the pronoun is singular or plural. We have to recognize shifts in a verse. Does it go from singular to plural? Does it shift from first person to second person? Is it possessive? Again, and as you make a list of words, you can see these things. You need to always notice any shift in pronouns. A lot of verses. Again, we'll look at these at a later date, but a lot of verses you'll see a shift from ye to they. That's a big shift. You need to recognize that. And a failure to recognize that couldn't be result in wrongly dividing the Word of God. The shift from us to them, that's an important shift. And we need to recognize these things. We need to recognize dialogue. Again, we've gone over this. Who is speaking and to whom and about what? Observe roles of God. You read a verse, look and see in the verse, is there a role ascribed to God? Look for those things. Also, look for roles that are ascribed to man. Observe lists. A lot of verses give us lists. A lot of times the word and is used, and there's a list, but a lot of times the word and does not have to be used. Philippians 4, verse 8. You have a list. Romans 8, verses 35 through 39. There's a list there. And we need to observe lists. Observe repetitions in whatever form they occur. Repetition signifies emphasis. Signify importance. And of course, we want to note the tone. And you do that just by observing words. What is the tone of the verse? What is the tone of the book? So again, there's a verse-by-verse study is not just reading a verse 20 times. There's a lot involved in really studying a verse. But you do that. You take a verse. You just pick a verse and you list every single word in that verse and you go word by word. And then after you've done that, now start to put it together and see if it doesn't make a difference in your ability to observe what is there. Because that's what it's about. Reading the Bible is to observe what is there. It's not observing what's not there. We need to learn to observe what is there. And it's an amazing thing. The Bible just opens up when you learn to look. Again, you can see a lot of things just by looking. But you're not going to see anything if you don't look. So we have to learn how to look. Let's look to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Again, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you give us to read your word, the access that we have to your word. We just thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray, Lord, that you'd bless us today, that we would feel your presence, that we would honor and glorify you in everything that we say and everything that we do. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.